Hi, good morning. I'm Sean Rafferty, a social worker from East Lothian. I'm not Marion Wood. I've got a message from Marion. Marion says, I'm a people person. I would love to be with you today, but I've been called away to Tenerife. So I'm there. I'm her substitute. So when I was asked to come along and substitute, I kind of got into a bit of a panic, really, you know, and I think it's useful to reflect on, because we're in the middle of reorganisation and we've got the inspectors in, and it was really difficult to find time and to get my head around coming today. So what I do know, and it was hard, you know, but a realisation that we need to get off the treadmill at time and take stock. So I do appreciate this opportunity, this process of knowledge exchange, as a chance to get off the treadmill and take stock. But it's not easy, and it's not easy for me, and I know it's one of the messages I get from people in East Lothian about, that's all right, Sean, but where do we get time to do it? And that's a real pressure, and a fairly pointy, jaggy pressure back at the ranch. So one of the aims of the project has been to encourage culture change, and myself and Marion, Marion's actually been the one that's led this, she's been a real champion for it, and has worked really, really hard over the years to promote change and to hold on to culture. And I think, you know, when I've had the chats with Marion, Marion talks about culture change, but I've been aware of some of the circumstances and advantages perhaps of being in East Lothian, because my notion is as much about holding on to the culture in East Lothian as changing it. And I think that is about circumstance and luck, because I've been in East Lothian for 10 years and came from Edinburgh, and of course it's much smaller, it's much more intimate, and we feel the advantages of knowing staff and knowing folk from other agencies and actually having relationships with them. And for me, that is ultimately the core of the East Lothian culture. And I think the message that we're getting from Munro and others about just the core element of relationships with our clients and with our colleagues. So I think, you know, we're aware about how difficult things have got over the years. I think we've talked about a whole raft of processes and procedures which have been influenced by, I think, local Edinburgh, local Scottish tragedies, and we've been driven into a whole raft of processes which, on the ground, we feel paradoxically has taken us away from spending time with children and families. So we set out a vision of culture change, and along the way we've grabbed a hold of our champions, and of course we've been selective, but there's some champions along the way whose messages have resonated with what folk have been trying to do in East Lothian. For the purpose of learning, I'm going to repeat, it's re-emphasis, we know repetition is important in learning, so seamlessly I'll repeat some of what Andy has said. The Changing Lives report, I think, was very important for us, just a chance to take stock and say, well, what is it the social workers do? And within that, again, looked at the core values. A big influence for us, and another champion for us, was Sir Harry Burns, the Chief Medical Officer, who, among many things, you know, has promoted the literally life-enhancing, from a medical point of view, you know, the life-enhancing value of doing things with people, not to them. And one of his quotes, as service providers, we need to be aware of the danger of making people passive recipients of services rather than being actively engaged. This increases their sense of hopelessness and being out of control. Then Munro has been a kind of a really important light for us. It's kind of, you know, again, that articulates what we've been feeling and thinking. So, you know, Eileen Rowan is a bit of a hero for us, really. And again, as you've heard before, you know, she talked about the current and English Welsh exactly the same as Scotland. The CP systems become more and more defensive, overly focused on procedures and processes. She felt that the direct helping work with children and families had become secondary to compliance with procedures and was leading to a loss of focus on children's needs. An element of our culture change has been we've introduced the process, the way of working called signs of safety, which originated in Australia, and I know it was introduced in Edinburgh as well. But we focus on that. We have been focusing that as a vehicle for asking people, how are you working with families? A vehicle for valuing families, for getting alongside, for participation, for working with them. So it's a means in itself, and we've introduced it to KISS conferences, and you'll see Anne Beattie's work on that. But for me, it's much more than that. It is a vehicle for thinking, how do you do your day-to-day work? How do you respect clients? How do you value them? So this process that we're engaged in today, when we were approached by the university, we were very pleased to join the project in the hope really that we would get inspiration and support and perhaps some form of push that would legitimise what we were doing. I think I was speaking to Mark earlier and I said, oh God, I don't know what I'm going to say because I don't really see the linear progression. And it hasn't been linear. It's been lots of circles and coming back and lots of inferences coming from different places. So the different strands of the project. For me, it started with the 2 days looking at the role of managers in the leadership role and in maximising learning transfer. Again, if I'm honest, you know, we kind of came along and probably weren't really prepared for it. You know, we didn't do what it said in the tin. We came along and said, oh, what is this? You know, maybe dragged along. But found it fairly useful. Because, you know, we've taken on board some of the messages about how we maximise learning, how do we influence people. So what we've done is added to this concept we've got, you know, the culture where the best change happens as part of a purposeful professional relationship. That's one of our key strands. So what we've done is that we've built on what we've doing. And today we've got three representatives from our service development team who are going to take some of the learning away and incorporate it into our strategy. But what we've been doing, we've been building on continuous learning. We've got a process in East Lothian of protected learning once a month. We've a process of briefings. We've a process of team meetings. And through the development team, we're developing strands of skills-based training. So our priorities for the next few years are working with dangerous and difficult to engage families, supervisory skills, coaching skills, giving and receiving feedback, looking at complaints procedures as a way of looking at well how do we react when customers are saying you're not getting it right. We've got a strand of courses on difficult and challenging conversations. We've got the signs of safety training and skills workshops and a raft of changes to do with how we're reporting in assessments and plans. The critical reflection group got a mixed press from representatives from East Lothian, relatively small numbers. Two folk really loved it, two folk didn't find it to their liking. I think within that, just again, recognition of different learning styles and that we don't have a one-size-fits-all process. But what are we doing? It's bolstered our work, and we are we're suffering from cutbacks in East Lothian, same as yourselves here, and we're adapting to about a 9% reduction in staff. and we're evolving into a new way of working, where there's a focus on supervisory skills, shared work, and smaller units where there's peer support. And within those, where we started doing it in a bitty way, reflection using learning sets. We've recently employed a clinical psychologist as part of the team, and she's helping us with lots of work, including psychological formulations as a way of reflecting on our work. And we've also kick-started a reading group to look at relevant literature. And lastly, the strand of promoting small-scale practitioner research. Anne Beattie's done work on signs of safety, which is very important to us, and you'll be able to see that. And we've Phil Cody, who's done research and work on relationships boundaries. And again, really interesting, because I do believe it, and it's so hard to sustain it, though, when under pressure. And I think, you know, I'm aware, I get looks from people I work with saying, but Sean, you know, we don't have time. And I've got this awareness of kind of compassion compression that people are finding it harder to give when they're under pressure. But the work Phil's doing, the thinking Phil's doing, you know, about relationships, and coincidentally, just about 2 days ago, I was speaking to someone who reported on a worker giving a client a hug. And that was said to me in a very knowledgeable way about how atrocious that was. And that was the script. And you know, shorthand for, isn't that just awful? I don't know the exact context, but I didn't hear it that way, but I was being told, isn't this awful? And what a terrible thing to do. So, looking forward to hearing the product of Phil's work. So, just to finish then, on reflection, because that's what I do. I think the project has been very challenging in terms of fitting it in, but it has resonated with what has been happening with East Lothian, and I'm hoping it gives us a push and a pull. And a few nuggets from today for the folk from East Lothian to go back and talk to people and convince them that this can make a difference. So, thanks, Mark.